Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Thank you for all of the sweet DMs that I got from last week's episode. It was my first episode back after 2 or 3 weeks off, and I really felt the love. I got a lot of, we missed you texts. There was even someone text, DMs, whatever, all the same. Someone even said, I miss you. And I was like, miss or miss? Because I'm back, girl. I'm back. Feels good. I loved that episode. It was called How I Spent a Month Living in NYC for Free. So if you're curious about that, have a little episode. But then I also go into my little full moon ceremony that I attended. I answer some questions about if you're feeling lost in your 20s. I honestly am such a fan of the podcast, so if you enjoyed that episode, definitely go back and listen to more if you're a new listener. And if you are returning, happy to have you here. It's been a crazy week back in such a social, fun way. I spent the last little less than a month in New York. I arrived back late last week, woke up in the morning, came to the podcast studio, spent the afternoon editing, working, and then I had two of the wildest events that I've been invited to maybe in my entire life. The first one is so up my alley. Cowboy ranch party. It was in the canyons. There were horses. There were chickens. It was a launch party for the collaboration between 2Js and Zara. And brand events are something that happen left and right in Los Angeles. If you spend a year in LA, you are bound to find yourself at some sort of brand event because they are a dime a dozen. And I will admit, sometimes they're a little lackluster, you know? These two that I went, because I didn't even tell you about the second event I went to, were anything but. This was so much fun. The ranch party had open bar, tacos. We took a golf cart up a hill to get there. Huge dance floor. We got there pretty early because we had to go to the second event afterward. But I knew Tyra and I went together and a couple of our other friends. And we were saying if we stayed longer, I know this would be a lit party. I know it would be. Which also is sometimes harder to find in LA than you would think. If you're someone listening from anywhere else in the world, you may think of Los Angeles as this place that has the it parties because there are Hollywood people here. And let me tell you, I've been to better parties in the boonies of Virginia. I've had field parties that are better than these mansion house parties. I'm painting a picture so I can express how fun this evening was. So we go to this ranch party and then we leave and I go to Japanese female wrestling. We had girls in little latex skirts, mini skirts, fighting each other, kicking each other, jumping on top of each other. It was unlike anything I've ever seen before. I've never seen wrestling. I had no idea it was such a Shakespearean play. I was watching this in awe. And there was a good variety of people in the audience. It's called Sukuban. Sukiban? S-U-K-E-B-A-N. We had girls, gays, straights, every mix of people. It was a very diverse crowd, and it was fun. It was interesting. I've never seen anything like that. Mind you, I had not even been back home for 24 hours, and I had been to a cowboy ranch and Japanese female wrestling. It was quite the intro back into this life. And then the very next morning, I woke up, and I thought, today's the day. I don't know what it is. I'm feeling it. I have been entertaining the concept of a Patreon for at least a year. Honestly, one of my friends has been really, really pushing me on it because he loves Patreon and he subscribes to a handful of them and has been giving me the lowdown. He's like, I really like how this person does this and this person does this and I really think that you should do this. And after spending a good amount of time with him over the last few weeks, I finally decided, let's do it. Let's do it. One of the things that I wanted to offer was more personal moments on the podcast. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, this is diary style, introspective, self-discovery, leaning self-improvement, but a lot of self-discovery. It's not necessarily leaning positive. I do have sort of a naturally optimistic perspective on things, but that my intention is not necessarily, well, it's not to improve yourself. The point is it's personal. And there are sometimes moments that I want to share that have been incredibly valuable for me and or really funny stories. However, they have other people involved, or there's something that might not be a story I want just anyone to have access to. So having a Patreon felt like a safe space where I could share it. It's like, all right, if you're taking the extra step to subscribe to my membership site, then I'm going to feel comfortable to let my hair down a little bit, be more personal. So for instance, I let a stranger drive me home from the airport. We had become friends. It was a middle-aged man. All things pointed to not a good idea from an outside perspective, but I listened to my gut. That's a story I don't want just anyone to hear. So I told that story, and then I talked about a little bit of sex on last week's episode on the Patreon. Okay, so what I've decided is that when I'm recording these episodes, after I've finished the main episode, I'm going to go ahead and record for an extra 30 minutes minimum of these more personal stories, and then post that as the full episode on Patreon. So if you want to hear those extra stories, that's going to go on there. Then I have my Pick My Fit series. These I cut down to about a minute and a half. These exist on Instagram. I have someone come over to my room, raid my closet, pick out an outfit. Because of the nature of short form content, it has been cut down quite short. Vertical content tends to be quite short. But a lot of times when I'm editing these episodes, there's a longer episode that I would love to watch. That's going to go on Patreon as well. So that's the first tier. Oh, I also have a recommendations page. So the books that I'm reading, the songs that I'm listening to, that's all going to be in a collection. I have a Dolly Parton book on there and this 11-minute meditation song that I really enjoy. That's on there right now as well. That's the iced coffee tier. And it's called that because it's the price of an iced coffee. Then we have the to-go lunch tier, and that's everything that I just mentioned, plus videos and live streams. So for example, over the weekend, I was opening some packages of purchases that I made, some PR that arrived while I was gone, and I just wanted to sit down and chat old school YouTube style. So I recorded on my MacBook photo booth, and I thought, okay, I knew I wanted to do videos at some point on Patreon. I guess I'm an eager beaver. I was really planning to give myself a month or two of solid time to get in the rhythm, having the longer podcast episodes posted every week in addition to my regular episodes. But I know myself, I'm an eager beaver. I work off momentum and I get excited. So I decided we've already recorded this video. Let's make the video tier. You knew you wanted it. Why wait? So now I have a tier for videos. And what I like about this is that because Patreon doesn't have ads running on it, so also these podcast episodes are going to be ad-free. When you're listening to the episode on Spotify, on Apple, you're going to have the break from today's sponsors. That's not going to be on Patreon, and you can still listen to it the same way that you would other podcasts, where you don't need to be, the app doesn't need to be open. It can play while you're on your phone, etc. This to say that because there's no ads, when I'm recording a vlog, when I'm recording a concert or something, I don't need to cut out the sound. If I want to do a get ready with me while I have Charlie XCX playing in the background, that's fine. Which on YouTube, no, no, no. Oh, we're getting ready to go out. Cut the music. I'm recording. The vibe shifts. So I'm excited to have a chance where I can be even more casual, even more myself, like things that I would ideally want. If I wanted to share a song and I could just put it in, that's so nice. Copyright-free music is not the best music. So that's the to-go lunch tier, and then also live streams, because I'm thinking book club. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Ask Lexi advice style, sort of what we do on the second half of the episodes here, because we spend the first half me giving you my little life update. Second half, chat with the listeners. Let's see what's going on. What are you thinking about? What do you want to know from me? What do you want advice on, etc.? I thought a live stream would be fabulous for that. So as I said, landed, woke up, recorded the podcast, entertained the idea. When I was recording the podcast last week, I was doing it as a test. And if it didn't work, you would have never known. I would have cut out everything that mentioned Patreon. If you listened to the Patreon episode, it just wouldn't have been there. But because it worked out, I was like, all right, it's time. And then we have videos up on there as well. I really like it. I'm new to the platform and I'm learning it more and more, and I actually find it to be incredibly user-friendly and I really enjoy it. I have a lot of excitement around it. So if you're interested in this episode or last week's episode, I will have the link for the Patreon in the show notes. Another fun thing I did this week is I got hair Botox. Yeah, when I first heard about hair Botox, I thought, okay, these are injections, shots, I'm scared. No, just a deep conditioning treatment, and my hair is growing. It's my second time getting it. I'm on a hair journey. I'm really doing all I can to get my hair to be the longest, strongest, healthiest it's ever been. I'm doing scalp massages, hair Botox. I drop my silk pillowcases and bonnets off at the dry cleaner. I'm going to pick them up after this. I'm taking all the measures. I have a bamboo bristle brush. I'm doing the thing. And when I saw my hairdresser, she made a point. She was like, whoa, it's grown a lot. I was like, you think so? You think so? I'm the only white girl that I've ever seen in my hair salon, but Dominicans do hair well. I had missed my climbing friends, so right after getting my hair done, I went to the gym and I climbed. So my blowout really did not last that long. I left with such glowing, shiny hair, and then I'm just swinging my body from walls. Whatever. I still have not washed my hair since getting it done because you want to let it sit. So now it's Tuesday. I got this done on Saturday. Last time I got it, it was right before the Charlie XCX boiler room, and I was in New York for the week, and I did not wash my hair once, and I just got a hat to wear and had the greasiest hair. But honestly, ever since getting the bamboo bristle brushes, because bamboo is porous, which is why if you have a wood cutting board, you shouldn't use it with meat, because wood has pores, so it soaks it up. And so if you were to like cut an apple on your wood cutting board after cutting chicken, it could be cross-contamination. So that's a bad thing, but it's good in terms of a hairbrush because it's soaking up the oils from your scalp and moving them down to the ends of your hair and hydrating them. And I have noticed that since using that, it's helping distribute the oil a little bit better, and my hair is not nearly as greasy on day four. What day four feels like for me is what day two normally feels like. So that was an easy purchase. It did not cost me very much either. How much was it on Amazon? It was for $10. It was a full-size brush, a mini brush, a wide-tooth comb, and a rat-tail comb. Huge fan. And then Saturday night, I was convinced I was going to stay in. As I had previously said, Los Angeles parties are not my favorite parties. And I've gotten a little bored of them, truthfully. I would rather save my energy, not waste it on being mildly hungover from a subpar evening out. And so I was pretty convinced to stay in. And then I get a FaceTime from two of my friends back home in Virginia, and they're at a wedding for another friend. And they're a little tipsy, and they're like, Lexi, what's up? No, you should go out. You should go out. They convinced me. I don't know. They put me in a good mood. And I was like, fine, let's go out. So we went to the Sunset Tower, had dinner, drinks. It's so glamorous there. I love it. And then we went to a mansion party, which, as I said, sometimes not fun. This was crazy. I'm talking $50 million selling sunset style house. Those really modern ones that have these outside decks that are enormous. Oh my god, it had these huge decks. It was a pool on the bottom floor, a fire pit on the top floor. I mean, there were so many spaces. There was a conversation pit, then there was just so many different living rooms. This person had a James Turrell custom closet. I was like, what is going on here? This is crazy. There was a theater room right behind the bar, and the bar was a pretty sizable bar, and the theater room was just playing old Rihanna music videos. It was incredible. So I actually had a really good time. It was a really good time. I will say, I'm really not a fan of alcohol as much right now. I drank 3 drinks, and because I haven't been drinking that much, I felt a little hungover the next day. I can't even lie. But I woke up early, and I went to the farmer's market with some friends. I'm not a farmer's market girl. It's probably my first time actually ever getting groceries at a farmer's market in as long as I can remember. And I'll say it, I shopped smart and I enjoyed it. I liked it and I would go back. We went to the farmer's market and then we went to a specialty market afterward. And I got myself these gorgeous heirloom tomatoes, a really fresh looking bunch of spinach, a beautiful piece of fish, this amazing, juicy, soft, buttery piece of salmon. I cooked it last night. I adored it. It's actually the salmon that's cooking on the pan in the background of the story slide where I asked for Instagram questions. It was so delicious. There was also a booth there that had these dates, Gato dates, G-A-T-O, and the woman who owns it stuffs dates with cashew butter, walnuts, dips them in chocolate with sea salt. Then she also has some with pistachio butter, dipped in chocolate, topped with pistachios. I've been eating them. I have heard this before, and now I've lived to tell the tale. I've heard dates are great pre-workouts. My friend who called me Saturday night, she was tipsy and with another friend, so we weren't actually having a proper catch-up. It was just a silly little, like, drunk at a wedding FaceTime. And I wanted to call her, so before that, I was like, well, I guess I'll go on, like, a little walk and talk. Oh, but I want these dates. I want a sweet treat. I wasn't thinking of it as a pre-workout, so I had two of the dates. I walked for an hour and a half power walking. Loving it. Steady energy. So much better than coffee. I love coffee. I love it. But coffee doesn't love me. You know what I mean? Like, when we hung up the phone, I was so energized. Also, I was talking to one of my best friends, so obviously I left the phone call really energized, heart warm, feeling good. But I was just curious. I was like, we probably talked for about maybe 40 minutes. Hour and 22. Flew by. And the sun was still out. And I've been doing this thing called waking up early. They say it's good for you. I don't know. Never really been interested in it. But jet lag works in your favor when you go east to west. So I've been waking up at like 7:30 or 8. So I'm just getting my work done a lot earlier. And then because the sun's up later, I have time. So I finish this walk. It's probably 5. So then I go meet up with my friends at a pool. And I sit in the sun and I read. Take a little dip. It was a little chilly. But it was really nice. I was at a pool on a Monday. That's what we should all be doing. If we can get to a pool on a Monday, we should be getting to a pool on a Monday. If you have an opportunity to be at a pool on a weekday, get your ass to that pool. It seems like nobody wants to swim these days. Get your ass up and go to a pool. It was great. My heart was warm. I think my heart was also warm because I was coming off of the high of seeing Zach Bryan Sunday night. I only knew a few songs, but a friend got me tickets and we had incredible seats. We were on the floor and his voice, his lyrics, his band, it was so sweet. You can hear the sadness in his voice. Oh. I was convinced he was a water sign. I really was. I was so convinced this man was a Cancer. Looked it up. He's an Aries. I was like, this man is giving us his heart right now. It was so sweet. And then in the crowd, oh my goodness, right in front of me was a father and mother and two daughters. The father was in the middle. He had both of his arms, left arm around his wife, right arm around his daughter, his eldest daughter, and then his younger daughter was right in front of him. And the four of them were just swaying back and forth, singing along to the music. Oh my God, I have probably as many photos of them as I do of Zach. It was the sweetest thing. And then we had girls that were arms hooked, swinging around dancing, couples making out and dancing. It was a sweet, sweet moment. Whitest crowd I've seen in a long time. I did not expect that for LA, but I guess country music. I'm like, with Tyra, like, we could count on our one hand. There are four black people here and two of them are the openers, but that I guess is maybe country music. I don't know. It was really, really, really nice to hear his songs. I really enjoyed it. So I was listening to some of his songs on the way here. Listened to a little Lana, a little Let the Light In. and then was listening to some Zach Bryan. After having a gorgeous breakfast of farmer's market food, that's another thing I'll say. Getting food at the farmer's market really excited me. And so I do not think there's going to be an ounce of food waste this week because everything I got, I'm excited to eat. So that might be a perk of the farmer's market for me. My last updates are that I've tuned in once again to Sex and the City, watching it again, starting at season 4, which has reminded me that I think when I rewatch Sex and the City, I normally start from the very beginning, and then I only really get through seasons 1, 2, and 3, and then I move on. I had completely forgotten about the Aiden relationship and what that looked like. And so I'm watching it happen again, and also Samantha and Richard, Charlotte and Trey. I don't know. I'm enjoying that, and I literally have been talking about them as if they're my friends. Tyra and I were on the way to the Zach Bryan concert in the Uber, and I'm like, well, you know Samantha has a hard time giving her heart out. She likes to remain guarded. If it's just sex, she doesn't need to emotionally connect in any capacity. And the Uber driver probably thinks I'm talking about my friend Samantha, and in a way I am. But no, I do not know her. I've also taken a break from therapy. Mental health is at such a high. I've been so consistently well. I've been pretty consistently going to therapy since I was 21 or 22. I went pretty consistently, like almost every single week, didn't miss it unless I was sick or had a final or something, for about 2.5 years. And then since then, I'll have seasons of the year that I'm in it, seasons where I take a break, and I'm in a break season. And I don't know why that feels like a little, that feels monumental for me for some reason. I think it's really amazing and important and valuable to have someone that you trust as a therapist in your contacts. I think it's probably important to have a doctor you trust, a lawyer you trust, and a therapist you trust. I only have one of those three, but you know, with time, maybe more. And I love to have someone that I can just divulge information to and get educated advice on it. And I also think it's important to have sessions while things are good. It's super valuable when things are tough to have someone you can talk to. But even within that, I think it's equally as valuable to have sessions when all is going well, so both you and your therapist can document a time of a high. But my emotional toolkit is strong and working right now, so we're on a break. And then the last thing on my mind is summer. In the last episode, that was, I think, the last question that I answered. That's the last question that I answered about what am I thinking for summer. And my friend and I were talking about it last night because I had an answer at that point, but I really don't know what my vibe for summer is. My friend was asking me about a card game and I couldn't remember, so he said he'd ask his brother today. And I said, I don't know what I want for summer, but playing cards feels right. That feels like a good step in the right direction. He's also equally as bored in LA on a little bit of a hamster wheel where you're seeing the same people and things aren't moving in any direction. You're not getting closer or farther. It's just, you know, we all have these periods. And I'm not sure what summer has in store. All I have right now is that I'd like to play cards. And I'd like to go to the beach. It's not beach weather yet. We're in May gray / June gloom now, where the mornings are incredibly gray, especially if you're close to the water. Because there's plenty of times where by the time the sun comes out on the east side, the west side of LA is still very much gray, covered in clouds all day. So it's hard to be beach weather because it's still a little chilly. All right, y'all, let's get into your questions, see what you've been asking in the little box on top of the beautiful salmon that I cooked. Shout out McCall's. It's in Los Feliz. It's 10 out of 10. Everything there. They have amazing cheeses. They have amazing produce. They have little mixed salads in a bag with incredible fruit. And there was one salmon there that was $99 a pound. Maybe $99.99, so $100 a pound. I didn't get that one. I didn't eat that for myself. Yet, you know, that might not be my life now, but maybe later. Also got a little fancy sriracha yesterday. I don't know. Those are the upgrades I'm making in my life. I'm not in therapy right now, and I got an incredible artisanal sriracha. So let's get into your questions, but first, a word from today's sponsors. Earlier this summer, I made an episode about financial freedom, and I think investing and saving are so incredibly important. I really believe that financial freedom is the only freedom, especially as a female. There is nothing like getting to be in charge of your finances. And investing can feel intimidating, especially when people don't know where to start. Many people think you need a ton of money to invest. Investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent, or you're busy and you have little time to research and manage investments. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing in your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. I want to thank Acorns for sponsoring today's episode. If you are interested in saving and investing and making a positive impact on your finances, head to acorns.com/Lexi. That's acorns.com/Lexi. Or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. I was invited to a wedding at the Plaza. I could not be more excited. The color scheme is black and gold, so I can get a long black dress, and I know that I will wear that again. But if maybe you're given a color scheme like desert neutrals or blue florals, you might not be wearing them as often, so it feels a little bit tougher on the wallet to be like, okay, here's $275 for a dress, and I don't know if I'm ever gonna wear it again. Birdy Gray is about to be your new favorite. They believe that everyone in a wedding should be able to look and feel great without breaking the bank. And weddings are expensive, not just if you're the bride or a bridesmaid, but even a guest. So that's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. You can pick a color, and then they have every silhouette. You can do off the shoulder. You can do a little tank top. You can do, just take a look. They also have a stunning collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. They have something for all bridal events, from engagement photos to bachelorette, even the honeymoon. Best of all, Birdy Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. And just for my listeners, the first 5 swatches are free. Visit www.birdygray.com now to get your first 5 swatches free with code LEXI. That's BIRDYGREY.com. And find your perfect palette.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, first question's a rock climbing question. Do you ever feel embarrassed in the rock gym? My gym is mostly men. There are a lot of men in the climbing gym. I've tuned them out. The only time it really ever mattered to me, I don't know if I ever told the story of when I got stoned and needed to change up the energy, so I figured let's just go to the climbing gym, and I had the worst time. I was so afraid that these men were gonna hurt me. I've never felt that way. I've never felt unsafe in this gym, but when I was high, that was the only time that I ever was like, there's a lot of men here and I'm the only woman. No. I don't feel embarrassed. If you do have a friend that you go with, or even a guy friend, might make it more comfortable if that's a question for you. But I've gotten over any intimidation that I have around attempting things. I'll try to find maybe my own little area that's less crowded, so I don't have what feels like an audience watching me climb. But I mind my business, people mind theirs, but also people are generally really friendly in my gym. I feel like rock climbing breeds a kind of casual, friendly crowd. Also because it's also pretty diverse in terms of age as well. Like, I'll see kids climbing, I'll see people in their 60s climbing. But I do feel like there's a good bit of gender diversity in the gym. But just mind your business, do your thing. I'm sure not as many people are thinking about you as it might feel like. Roxy, just Roxy, great username, is the concept of cringe real? Or are our minds the problem? Is the concept of cringe real? Of course. Of course, we all have behaviors that we witness, and on our own individual scale, we might experience secondhand embarrassment. To me, that is what cringe feels like, when I am getting secondhand embarrassment for someone that I am witnessing. That being said, in terms of the modern world, some of the most cringe people are making the most money. So maybe lean in, because there are plenty of people that I was like, kind of cringy. And now they are buying homes. Maybe they're buying two homes. Maybe they're buying their parents' homes. So cringe is real, but is it a problem? Maybe not. Maybe it's a strategy. Miranda asked how to get over first job nerves. Okay, Miranda, I love new starts. I love them. I loved first day of school. I love first day of camp. I love first day of a seminar, of a conference, anything like that. I love it. I love it. I love it, as Camila Cabello would say. What I would say is pick out a cute little outfit that you feel nice in. Get yourself organized, you know, so you're not going to be flustered. And then remember just to take a deep breath. Lila said she's about to turn 23. Happy early birthday. What would you tell your 23-year-old self if you could talk to her? Okay, I need to go into my camera roll and look at... Oh, it was 23. I think 23 is when I got on antidepressants. I was really not doing well. I was in a kind of tricky living situation. Oh, that's something I could talk about on Patreon. That's something I do not ever want to talk about publicly. Yeah, I had a very emotionally abusive situation that I was in, and it was really, really weighing me down. I was having a very hard time with it, and I would tell my 23-year-old self, you have friends that... Sorry. As I was going through my camera roll, I just saw fan art that someone had drawn of me and my mom. And, woo, that hit me harder than I expected. Okay. I was not 23. I was 25 when I saw that piece of art. Okay, I just need to keep scrolling. But that was really sweet and a little intense. Oh, 23 was actually a really pivotal year because I had ended this emotionally abusive situation and I had a really nice fresh start. I got Botox and it was not good. I look weird. I have a Spock eyebrows. That was not great. I got convinced. I thought it was time. It was not time. I did not need to do it. I look wonky. I also had the worst Christmas of my life that year. Did I ever tell you about, there's some stories from this trip that also would need to be said privately. Really, really tricky time with my family that trip. My aunt had accidentally booked. The family wanted to spend Christmas on a trip. Oh, this is too... I actually had a really emotional 23. I'm having really visceral reactions to a lot of these photos. Like, a lot of them are really painful. And my face looks frozen. Okay, if you're 23, probably don't get Botox yet. Because A, you probably don't need it. And two, you're probably going to not get great Botox. Because you don't have enough friends that are doing it that have great recommendations, is what I'm going to say. Thank goodness it's temporary. But wow. No, there was no... Oof, girl, I didn't even realize it looked like that. Anyway, this Christmas trip, The whole family was supposed to go. I ended up being the only cousin that went. It was my mom and dad, my aunt and uncle, one of them, and my grandma and me. And my aunt had accidentally booked a couples resort. So I spent my Christmas at like a Sandals couple resort with my grandma being my buddy. And that is just the premise of the scenario. It all gets worse from there. But there were a lot of fun moments at 23. I was smoking a lot of weed, drinking a lot of alcohol, definitely in my party era, going out as often as I possibly could, saying yes to any social invite that was presented to me. Lots of highs and lows, I would say. If I could talk to her, I'd let her do her thing. I'd give her the message that everything gets better. Everything calms down. Don't you worry. I know you're very stressed out right now. I had a lot of stress, but I also had a lot of energy. So that's probably why I was being so social, because I had so much energy and that would be a way to alleviate stress for me. And then I would tell her, let's not do Botox yet. No, let's not. We don't need to. Okay, the emotional abuse and the Christmas from hell I will tell during the Patreon portion of this episode, if you're interested. Because let me just get that off my chest while it surfaced, instead of having to hold on to this and say it again later. Next question, are you looking for a serious relationship? Yes, but not in a pressured way. Like, is that something I'm interested in? Yes. Am I actively seeking it out? No. Oh, interesting question. How to manage being attracted to the kind of people you don't want to date? You just have to take the extra step to make the conscious effort to recognize a pattern that you're falling into. And I kind of like going out with friends that have different types than me, because it opens up my eyes to a possibility of someone different. I might have the classic person that I'm attracted to, and then when I go out and someone else is like, oh my God, like they're so hot. And I think to myself, do I think they're hot? Like, would I be interested in that? Would I be open to this? And that kind of changes things up for me a little bit. What is my current favorite sweet treat? Honestly, my favorite treat right now is not sweet. I'm really enjoying bagels. I have a bagel as often as I can, because I started getting back into them when I was in New York, and then the craving's just there. You have a bagel once, you want it the next day. I'm the same with ice cream. If I have ice cream one day, my dad and I are both like this. We have to have it the next day, and then the day after that. Like, if I'm not eating ice cream, I don't want ice cream, but if I have ice cream once, I'm going to get back on a kick where I need it. That also happened to me in New York. I had soft serve one day, and then I went to McDonald's to see that ice cream machine was on every day after that, and I would get it if it was open or if it was working. Which, can some ex-McDonald's employee please let us know the psychology behind when it's on and when it's not? Like, why sometimes not? I'd like to know, because it was like Pavlov's bell, where sometimes because it was there, or what was the scenario where when you hit something you sometimes got it, but then you sometimes didn't, but then you got more addicted to it because sometimes it was there, so you would go more often? If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, but I don't even know if I know what I'm talking about. Next question. Mel says she's been wanting to start a podcast for a while, but doesn't know what to talk about or where to start. I don't even know if people would listen. Been a loyal listener to you since 2021. Love you in the pod. Thank you. I am so pro giving anything a shot. If you have an interest in anything, why not? Like, what's the worst that can happen? You might feel a little bit of embarrassment, but what did we talk about that? That maybe cringe is a strategy. But that's like the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is that it's not received well. More than likely, that will not happen. Worst case scenario is not that bad. If you have an interest, what I would do is I would record a voice note see how long you can talk for, see how it feels, and then listen to it back. If you like the episode and it works to be an episode, I would start with Anchor. That's where I began. I recorded my first episodes with headphones. That was the mic that I used. I had the Apple headphones with the wire, and then I spoke into the little microphone where the volume was, and that worked great. And I recorded it on voice notes, and then I uploaded it. Then I edited it. I hate that phrase, edited it, but I say it more often than I'd like to. I edited it on Final Cut Pro, which is where I edit my vlogs. There's definitely easier softwares to use. A quick Google, YouTube, or TikTok search could give you maybe even a better and easier site to use. Or if you like the episode whole, you could just upload it as one smooth clip and then post it on your Instagram story to your friends and family. Friends and family are the best first audience to work with. They're the people that love you, that support you, and word of mouth is still a great way to get views and get the word out there. That's what I would do. Think of it like an experiment. Rachel wants to know what I'm listening to. What am I listening to? Randomly, a lot of Paul Simon, Carole King, Joni Mitchell, also a good bit of Dolly Parton. It's so interesting. One of the episodes of Sex and the City that we were watching, the topic was about your single self versus your relationship self and your single behaviors, whether that's, you know, cooking versus having girl dinner, or I don't even remember what the examples were, because my takeaway from that is I have the music I play when I'm in the car with others and then the music that I play in the car when I'm just by myself. And the music that I play in the car with others, I'll play like Doja Cat, Jungle, Kanye's Vultures album I was playing a lot. What other albums have I been listening to? Cowboy Carter, Troy Sivan's. I also have been listening to a good bit of Zach Bryan. All right. Next question is, at what age should you find your life's purpose? As long as you are honoring yourself and you are listening to yourself and developing a relationship with yourself to be the best you that you can be and aid others and be kind and be warm and love, do whatever your little heart desires. And you're going to have different activities or purposes throughout different seasons of your life. But as long as you're listening to yourself, self-honoring and loving, you are good to go. That feels like a really positive note to end on. So let's call it a quick little episode. I almost need more time in between episodes so I can gather more life experiences, more thoughts, because I loved last week's episode because I had a couple weeks to really marinate on things that were important to me. Whereas this, I'm like, I don't know, I talked to y'all 5 days ago. Thankfully, I've been to a bunch of events, but they weren't like life-changing or perspective-changing. I started ACOTAR. I'm only like 90 pages in, so I don't have much to say, but excited to see a little smutty fairy action. And other than that, if you want to hear the stories of very hard lessons I had to learn and experiences that I had when I was 23 years old and the dirty details of my bad relationships, keep on listening. That'll be on Patreon. If not, know that you just need to self-honor and love and take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. XOXO, Lexi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.